Here's some of the news for Tuesday, April 12, 2016. In a new deal announced on Monday by the Justice Department, there is to be no jail time for any Goldman Sachs personnel involved in the illegal sale of mortgage-backed securities leading up to the 2008 financial crisis. Just a $5 billion settlement, and the bank even gets to reduce its bill through a combination of government incentives and tax credits. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is a member of the Federal Working Group, which has been investigating deceptive banking practices.
Each bank is somewhat different, but the pattern is generally the same. There came a point in time, 2004, 2005, when people became aware of the fact that they were putting mortgages that were overwhelmingly likely to fail into the mortgage-backed securities that they were selling around the world. And not keeping on their books long enough to have to worry about whether the securities fail. Goldman had both bulk purchasing and purchasing through what it was called a conduit system. They had made representations about the level of due diligence they conducted to make sure that the mortgages were all good. And Goldman was dealing with some of the worst actors in the mortgage industry. They were dealing with Countrywide and companies like that. So at a certain point in time, they knew that they were packaging and marketing securities that were overwhelmingly likely to fail. They represented that they had a due diligence system to ensure that the bad mortgages were taken out. Those representations were false. That's the essence of the complaint.
New York is to receive $670 million. $190 million will go towards the New York General Budget Surplus Fund, and $480 million goes to consumer relief programs. This includes more funding for MAP, the Mortgage Assistance Program, which helps families restructure small debts, and HOP, that's the Homeowners Protection Program, a network of legal services and counseling agencies. Schneiderman is urging homeowners to contact these providers.
Even if you don't think you're eligible for a mortgage modification, contact the HOP providers. These are legal services and housing counseling agencies with expertise in this area.
Settlement money from Goldman Sachs also goes to help fund land banks, which work to rejuvenate communities with zombie homes and other abandoned properties. For more information about help for homeowners, go to aghomehelp.org. Other banks that have settled include the Bank of America, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. Reacting to the settlement, Senator Bernie Sanders, campaigning in Albany on Monday, said it's the system that must be changed.
One person.
One vote.
One vote.
Money out.
Money out.
Politics.
One person, one vote. Money out of politics. These are chants from demonstrators at the Capitol in Washington this week. The protests are organized by a coalition called Democracy Spring. Many of the protesters marched from Philadelphia to Washington over the past week. One sign held by a protester said, "Things go better without Coke," a reference to the billionaire businessmen David and Charles Koch. They've promised to lead an almost $900 million campaign to back favored candidates this election cycle. Demonstrators also protested state voter ID laws. They say they suppress voter participation. Another chant protested about Democratic superdelegates, party figures such as members of Congress who are given votes at the Democratic National Convention, but are not elected by primary elections or at party caucuses. Police led dozens of protesters away in plastic handcuffs into a bus and shuttle vans on Monday. This prompted cheers from two of the groups of protesters, which were separated by a large police response. Among those arrested, Code Pink co-founder Jody Evans and intern Rebecca Green. Code Pink is at Democracy Spring to protest the huge political donations from weapons manufacturers and military service contractors, which fuel the war machine. The sit-ins are ongoing and will continue all week. In Albany, Donald Trump's rally was interrupted several times by protesters. The Republican frontrunner spoke to approximately 10,000 people at a downtown arena on Monday night, but he had to stop five times due to demonstrators. He mocked some of them, telling them to go home to mom. Trump has kicked off his blitz through his native New York with a series of large, boisterous rallies, this in advance of our state's primary being held April 19th. Bernie Sanders is still behind when it comes to delegates and votes, but he has one clear advantage over his Democratic and Republican counterparts. A lot of people actually like him. A new AP poll shows that by 48% to 39% more Americans have a favorable than an unfavorable opinion of Sanders. That's the best net positive rating in the field. Unlike other candidates, Sanders is doing better as more Americans get to know him. His favorable rating is up from an earlier poll. The numbers show Sanders' rapid rise in the Democratic primary rate. But despite his growing popularity, Sanders still lags behind Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, with time running out in the remaining contests. In other news, just in time for Equal Pay Day, which is today, there's a new study which shows the gender wage gap costs women in New York almost $20 billion a year. Andrea Sears reports.
Nationally, women earn 79 cents for every dollar paid to men, and would have to work more than 3 months extra to earn the same amount men were paid last year. The study by the National Partnership for Women and Families found New York better than average, with women earning 87 cents to the dollar. But Vicky Shabo, vice president of the partnership, says that really adds up.
On average, a working woman in New York would have approximately enough money for a whole year's worth of groceries, 3 more months of mortgage and utilities, or 6 more months of rent if they were paid equivalent to what men are paid.
The gap is even wider for women of color, with African-American women in New York averaging just 66 cents to every dollar paid to white non-Hispanic men, Latinas only 56 cents, and Asian women 80 cents. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And finally, the Zika virus. It's much worse than originally thought. This is according to Dr. Anne Shushat. She is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought.
Shushat says researchers have learned that the virus is linked to a broader list of complications in pregnancy than microcephaly, and that the dangers extend past the first trimester. They've also learned that the mosquito carrying the virus is more prevalent than they thought.
We have learned that the mosquito vector, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is present in a broader range of states in the continental U.S. So instead of about 12 states where the mosquito Aedes aegypti is present, we believe about 30 states have the mosquito present.
And the CDC is worried about the spread of the Zika virus.
We are quite concerned about Puerto Rico, where the virus is spreading throughout the island. We think there could be hundreds of thousands of cases of Zika virus in Puerto Rico, and perhaps hundreds of affected babies.
While President Obama tried to get $1.9 billion in emergency money to help fight the Zika epidemic internationally and to prepare in case the virus spreads here, the request has been stalled in the GOP-controlled Congress. Last week, the administration said it would use $589 million in funds left over from the Ebola outbreak for some of that work, to fight the mosquitoes that spread the virus, and for research into vaccines and treatments. Dr. Anthony Fauci is with the National Institutes of Health.
We really don't have what we need, but we're still going full blast by drawing money from other areas. And that's how we started. The money that's being transferred over from Ebola account will help bring us a little bit further, but it's still not what we want. When the president asked for $1.9 billion, we needed $1.9 billion.
More than 300 travel-associated cases of Zika have been reported in the U.S. so far, and the CDC wants travelers to take extra steps to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes when they come home, so local insects won't pick up the virus and spread it. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.